And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The people of Hawaii have spoken. They delivered a stunning rejection of medical tyranny, forcing lawmakers to table a bill that would have stripped religious exemptions to vaccine mandates. Hawaiians responded with over 2,000 written statements against this legislation. And as one representative put it, when the people rise, politicians listen. And while Hawaii celebrates a victory for medical freedom, Poland confronts a direct assault on its pro-life culture with Warsaw. Warsaw's first abortion center opening despite the nation's strong protections for the unborn. The ironically named Abortion Dream Team aims to distribute chemical abortion pills, a procedure that not only ends innocent lives but puts women at serious risk. Meanwhile, the governor in Oregon has declared an Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Imagine that, a day to celebrate those who end the lives of the most vulnerable. The contrast between nations fighting to preserve life and states racing to destroy it couldn't be more stark. At Texas A&M University, they're standing firm against the tide of gender ideology, banning drag performances across its 11-campus system despite a lawsuit from free speech activists. The university's Board of Regents didn't mince words, declaring such shows a conflict with their values because they involve mockery and objectification of women. While Texas defends biological reality, the governor of Indiana is showing what true pro-family policy looks like with an executive order providing paid paternal leave for state employees, including mothers who experience stillbirths after 20 weeks. It's a compassionate approach that acknowledges both the personhood of the unborn and the physical and emotional needs of women after tragedy. It's amazing how quickly universities can find their moral compass when their funding is at stake, isn't it? After watching Columbia lose $400 million in federal funds over its anti-Semitism problem, UCLA suddenly discovered an urgent need to extinguish anti-Semitism completely and definitively. It's a convenient awakening that comes just months after a federal court issued the nation's first injunction against UCLA for allowing anti-Jewish agitators to establish what one professor called a Jew exclusion zone on campus. A teenager in Canada just won a significant victory for free speech after being criminally charged for posting information about transgender surgery risks at his school. Though administrators watched just 15 seconds of his 14-minute video before declaring it hateful and calling police, an Ontario court judge dismissed the case. Meanwhile, mounting evidence continues to show these procedures increase rates of depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation, according to the Oxford Journal of Sexual Medicine. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.